You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Hour three, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser filling in for Nick Kostos alongside Ken Barkley. Today we are on Stadium. If you want to go to watchstadium.com, you can check us out there. We're also on Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. You can listen to us for free on the Odyssey app. You can also stream twitch.tv/BetQL and YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Ton of NBA talk so far. Ken and I have rolled through all four of the NBA playoff series that will be going on here in the second round. We got two games tonight, Knicks, Pacers, and the Nuggets, T-Wolves. We'll talk about those games a little bit coming up later in the Power Hour. Give out some best bets as well. We'll also talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs, dive into those series, bunch of good series getting ready to start in the second round, Brewers and Panthers. Get that series going, game one tonight. We will dive into that. But it's time to talk some NFL, and doing that, joining us on the phone is former NFL head coach Jay Gruden. You can follow on X at @coach_Jay Gruden. Coach, appreciate you joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, just want to start with, we're a little far removed from the draft now. We've had a little bit of time, but it seems like since the draft, the hype train on the Bears has kind of only gotten, it's only going faster as they take Caleb Williams and Adunze, obviously, too. And now, you know, we've had guests on the show last week who are like, this is a playoff team. It just feels like this is, as we go through the summer, this is going to be like the hot team that people want to talk about and make a case for. Are you there on the Bears, or are we all kind of getting ahead of ourselves a little bit?
I am almost there. I was impressed with Chicago and the way they played at the end of the year last year. I think Matt Eberflus did one of the better jobs as a coach in the National Football League by taking that defense and making them the number one defense against the run with a bunch of guys that you really don't hear of a lot. You know, they did a great job defensively. Their problem was offense, and now they addressed that by getting a new quarterback in the draft, another receiver, and obviously Keenan Allen. They got DeAndre Swift as a free agent. So, yes, I'm a believer. You know, it's all going to depend on how Caleb Williams can handle a lot of information through their offensive coordinator and Shane Waldron, and how he can process information and make plays. And all systems are go, it looks like, because we know he can make plays outside the pocket. He's got enough arm to play within the pocket. Just a matter of can he reel in the sacks and the turnovers that he had in college.
Coach, Caleb Williams was one of six quarterbacks to go in the first 12 picks in the draft this year. Of those six QBs, did you have a favorite landing spot for one of those young quarterbacks?
You know what? All those quarterbacks obviously are very, very talented. They all have some major question marks, as most quarterbacks do coming out in the first round. You know, J.J. McCarthy is an interesting guy. He's very smart. I think he'll work well with Kevin O'Connell's offense and the receivers that they have. He's walking into the best situation with the offensive line and a skill that they have. And he's smart and can handle information. We know that from a pro coach and Jim Harbaugh. So that's a good fit, I think, with JJ. I just think New England, it's going to be a little while for Drake May. They need some pieces around him. And he's very young. He's only 21 years old. I'd love for him to sit a year or two, maybe behind, I think it's Jacoby Brissett's there. I would love to see him sit a year, get himself ready to play, work on his fundamentals. Obviously, Jaden Daniels have to step in right away and play. He's got a great skill set. fast. He's improved at a very high rate from Arizona State to LSU. He had some great players at LSU, but he performed at a high level, 3,000 yards rushing, over 10,000 passing, very productive. So he's going to be an exciting player. He's throw the ball to Terry McLaurin and those guys. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good fit. And then, obviously, Michael Penix coming in to learn from Kirk Cousins. You know, they drafted him, 38 years old, torn Achilles. You know, maybe a couple years he'll be the guy, and an opportunity to get a starting-type quarterback of that caliber, if that's what your scouts and that's what your personnel people said he is, then great. But there's no guarantee that he will be that, but I understand the pick.
Coach, maybe just a little bit more on Penix, because I can even – look, I can kind of tell by your answer there that you're probably like a lot of us, where you see this and you go, wait, what did they do? And they gave Kirk Cousins more than $100 million. Like, why would they have done that and then done this? And there's a lot of questions. So, like, you know, you've been a coach. You've been in the league a long time. You know a lot of people in the league. Just like if a GM or an owner or both came to you as a coach and they said, hey, like, I know we just gave X quarterback, called Kirk Cousins in this situation, gave him $100 million. We're gonna take a quarterback at eight. Like, we're still gonna take a quarterback. We're gonna take Michael Penix too. We're gonna take him at eight. Like, what would your reaction? Would you be like, I get it. Let's keep swinging on quarterbacks. I mean, it sounds like you're as surprised as the rest of us a little bit.
Yeah, I was surprised because I was in a situation at Washington. We just got Alex Smith. I know he got hurt, but when we did get Alex Smith, we weren't even looking at quarterbacks in that draft because we weren't in position with the rest of the team around him. We needed to upgrade other positions as well, defensively especially. We needed pass rushers. We needed corners. We needed another receiver. We needed offensive linemen. We weren't in position. And if you're picking eight or you're picking nine, you're probably not very good the year before. Defensively, Atlanta was terrible. They didn't rush the passer very good. They didn't stop the run. They didn't stop the pass. They need a bigger receiver. They're little at receiver. So, I was surprised by the pick personally, just because I don't think they're in a position to make this move. And there's really no move that Michael Penix Jr. will be the next Aaron Rodgers or the next Jordan Love. You just never know. I would have taken the best pass rusher in the draft or best corner, maybe even Rome Odunze in that spot. But I understand the fact that quarterbacks is what makes the NFL tick. Kirk Cousins is 38 years old, coming off a torn Achilles. So, if they felt that strongly about the talent of Michael Penix, I understand it. I personally would have gone with a defensive player because they need a lot of help on defense.
Talking with former NFL head coach Jay Gruden here on You Better You Bet with PJ and Ken. You can follow Coach Gruden on X at @coach_Jay Gruden. You mentioned maybe thinking Atlanta needed to take a defensive player. Coach, we didn't see the first defensive player off the board until number 15 overall in the draft. I mean, what does it say about kind of the era that we're entering in the NFL? Do you think there's almost too much of an emphasis right now on offense with teams trying to find their quarterback, these receivers, offensive linemen, that, you know, there's been so much talk about kind of the decline of the running back? Are we not putting enough of an emphasis on kind of the defensive side of the football nowadays in the NFL?
I think it's just the way that draft worked out. Sometimes there's a lot of defensive players that are incredible pass rushers or great corners or what have you. I just think this year the draft was not that good as far as defensive players. And maybe that's what Atlanta thought. Maybe they thought in the second and third round we could get our defensive players. And they did take a defensive end, a nose tackle, outside linebacker, an inside linebacker in the later rounds. And maybe they felt they could get those type of players to fill in and help out their squad on defense. But I just think overall, you're always going to look for tackles. That's for sure. Good tackles are hard to find. There's a shortage of offensive linemen. You can't protect, you can't run the ball if you don't have a good tackle, and you're going to take those. And obviously quarterbacks, you're going to go take a stab at a quarterback for sure. You have to if you don't have one, because you can't compete with Patrick Mahomes. You can't compete with Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts and these guys, unless you have a guy yourself that can walk out of the tunnel and beat you with the quarterback position, and not many teams have one, so you have to take swings. And obviously receivers. You know, receivers can make quarterbacks look good, but, and there was a lot of star power at receiver this year with Harrison and the kids from LSU. So I understand it this year, but next year could be totally different. There could be, you know, four or five defensive tackles, a couple corners, linebacker, you never know. But offensively is where most teams really want to sink their teeth into, especially a quarterback and receiver.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Coach, we talked a lot about the quarterbacks. Obviously, they won the first 12 picks. Bo Nix was the sixth one. Sean Payton took him to be quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And the anecdote that kind of followed that, if you believe it, but you mentioned Patrick Mahomes there and trying to get the next Mahomes or Josh Allen. Essentially, like, Adam Schefter comes on draft night and says, you know, Sean Payton got scooped for Patrick Mahomes. Like, he really wanted Mahomes, got taken ahead of him, and he kind of, like, regretted that for a very long time, thought Mahomes was going to be good, and now maybe feels like he has at least a franchise quarterback in Bo Nix. You were coordinator for a bunch of different offenses. You were coach of a team. Was there ever a quarterback that you felt you had a realistic shot at that maybe you never really got to coach and you always were kind of like, what if in that situation?
Well, you know, Kirk Cousins, probably we had him and we just let him go for nothing, which was the biggest regret we have. You know, it's one thing to let him go, trade him and get a couple number ones and a couple good players and stock your draft picks up and get some good players. But we got a third round conditional pick because he went as a free agent, which is insane. That's so I regret that one. Now we got Alex, and I liked Alex. Alex is a good player for us. We were 6-3, and he snapped his leg in half. And then after that, we're obviously in the market, but it's too late for me and the Redskins at that time. So unfortunately, we didn't pay Kirk Cousins, and then unfortunately, Alex Smith got hurt, and the rest is history.
Now, Coach, obviously you've been in a ton of these draft war rooms on draft night. What would you consider, like, when you look back on some of the drafts, what would you consider some of the best drafts that you had? What would you consider a successful draft night? Was it based on the players that you got highlighted at the beginning of the night? Was it the positions that you wanted to attack? Maybe it was trades that you made to accumulate more picks. Like, what did you think were some of your more successful nights that you guys considered over your years?
A little bit of both. You know, you're looking for guys, obviously, to come in and step in right away and play well, like Terry McLaurin did. You're looking for guys that are going to play at a high level as a rookie. We're hoping to get more input from offensive linemen. You know, we drafted Morgan Moses in the third or second round, I think. Spencer Long played a lot for us. Chase Roullier as a center played a lot for us. We got Cole Holcomb at linebacker in the fifth round, which is a good pick. Kendall Fuller in the third, who we traded for Alex Smith, which, you know, made me sick. But he was a good starting nickel for us and a corner for us. We had some good picks, obviously. But I think sometimes those third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounders, Matt Ioannidis in the fifth round, who played a lot of good football for us, a rotational defensive lineman. Those guys are the guys that have to come in and contribute for you early on in their career, maybe as a backup, maybe on special teams, and then develop into a good starter for you down the road. And that's why the draft is so important. That's, you got to have picks. You got to have those guys come in. You got to have speed guys come in. We drafted Troy Apke, who was a good player for us at safety and played very good on special teams later in the draft. So those are the guys that have to come in and contribute. You have to hit on a couple of the fourth, fifth, sixth rounders to have a chance.
Coach, I'm curious, like, for sports bettors and even, you know, like, people who are, like, hardcore fans of the NFL, sports fans, like, the NFL schedule release has kind of become this bizarre landmark event on the calendar, probably because we're all just so starved for football content, and we never know when we're going to get it until the week of. It looks like Thursday we're going to have the schedule released. is this something where you're like, you almost like, you've been in the league so long, like, can you believe this is a thing? Like, do you, when the schedule comes out, like, are you as rabid for any of this as we are? Or you're just like, I'll see you over the summer. I'll see you in the fall.
Yeah. No, you're curious to see where you are, who you're going to play. And obviously, you know, you're going to play just a matter of when, and you're more interested in those primetime games. Those are the ones that kind of excite you a little bit, or concern you a little bit because of travel and the short weeks and all that stuff. You got to figure out those. Do you have to go to London? Do you have to, you know, those are the games you're very curious about. But you know who you're going to play. It doesn't matter when you're going to play them, and how many road back-to-back road games do you have? How many West Coast games do you have on the road? Those are the biggest concerns you had as a coach. But overall, you're just ready to get the game started, get ready to play.
Coach, what did you always feel like were the toughest scheduling spots? Was it the short weeks? Was it the back-to-back divisional games? Was it maybe seeing the same team twice in like 3 weeks? Like, what did you always feel like were some of the toughest spots that you had to prepare for?
One night we played, I think it was a Sunday night home game against Green Bay, and a home game for us was like a road game because it took us like 3 hours to get home. So you would get home at 1 or 2 in the morning after a home game, and then we had to play Dallas on a Thursday at Dallas. You know, it's damn near impossible. It's brutal. Those are the games that you worry about the most, or a West Coast game on a Sunday. You don't get back till, you know, early Monday morning, and then you got to turn around and play a Thursday game at home or whatever it might be. Those games are tough. You know, the time change games with short weeks following are the most difficult. Or back-to-back West Coast games are never fun. You got to decide, do you want to stay out there? Do you want to go back and forth? Fortunately, we didn't have many of those games, but those are a pain in the ass.
Yes, it's really interesting. As I think, feel like there's a lot of people who bet NFL games who are like, oh, and like, I think a lot of us, you know, think we know kind of what the bad schedule spots are, but like, here's a guy who coached the team telling you what maybe some of the really rough ones are. Coach, we really, really appreciate this. About 30, 45 seconds left. And look, like, it's early, but you know, free agency draft, like a lot of the roster building is kind of done, and you can kind of start looking and saying, all right, what do I think this year? Just early. And so this pencil, not pen, Nick, who usually hosts the show, that's usually how he puts it. It seems to us, Coach, we did this last week on the show, like, it's just Kansas City. Like, that's just what it is until we're proven otherwise. And we kind of think they're going to win the AFC, win the Super Bowl. Do you feel that way here in 30 seconds, or you think it's more wide open than that?
No, I feel that way. They're so good, and they added another fast receiver. They got Brown also to add, to give Mahomes some weapons. But, you know, and they lost a couple of good defensive players, lost starting corner. But they'll figure it out on defense. But, yeah, I think it goes through them. Obviously, Buffalo will be good. I like Detroit on the NFC side. I just think they kept their entire offensive line. They kept their coordinator, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They have two outstanding backs. Their defense is going to be better and better with Aaron Glenn. I think they're going to be a tough foul. Green Bay is going to be a lot better. We mentioned Chicago. Obviously, Dallas will be competitive. So it's going to be an interesting. The Rams will be a lot better. Obviously, San Francisco with the weapons that they have. So it'll be very tough on NFC side, but everything is going to go through Kansas City.
Really good stuff. Former NFL head coach Jay Gruden. You can follow on X at coach_Jay Gruden. Really appreciate the time, Coach.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Great stuff there from Jay Gruden. As Ken mentioned, schedule release coming out on Thursday. We're going to have some lines drop with week one.
Week one point spreads will be out by the end of the show. Oh, my God.
Start talking Kansas City -7.5, Ken, against Houston. What are we going to do? Can't wait to dive into that. We're going to talk some NHL when we come back. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.